गुड मॉर्निंग, दिस इज आकाशवाणी कोहिमा, द मॉर्निंग न्यूज रेड बाय नवीन प्रधान. गवर्नर ऑफ नागालैंड अजय कुमार भल्ला यस्टरडे हैड ए कोऑर्डिनेशन मीटिंग ऑन द कोहिमा डिमापुर नेशनल हाईवे NH-29 एट राजभवन. द मीटिंग वॉज अटेंडेड बाई ऑफिशियल्स फ्रॉम NHIDCL and the state government. The meeting focused on the status of the ongoing works along the parent Dimapur, Kohima Jessame, Kohima Mau, and Dimapur Kohima stretches of the highway. Officials highlighted both the progress achieved and the challenges encountered in these portions. The governor suggested exploring alternate connectivity in affected areas and stressed the need for proper drainage and sewage systems to ensure long-term road sustainability. He further emphasized the importance of strict monitoring of overloaded trucks, particularly along the Nagaland-Manipur highway. The governor urged all concerned departments and agencies to work in close coordination to ensure timely completion of the projects for the benefit of the public. Commissioner and Secretary NPWD K. Sonia Hyome also apprised the governor of specific highway locations where the state government is undertaking management works. The Dimapur Urban Council Chairman Federation, DUCCF, has pledged full support to the state government for the establishment of Nagaki City, calling it essential for Nagaland's survival and progress in the 21st century. In a statement, DUCCF appealed to all stakeholders, political leaders, tribal bodies, civil society and the public to unite behind the project for the collective benefit of the Naga people. The Federation emphasized that Nagaki City should be more than just infrastructure. It should represent modernity, inclusiveness and sustainability, serving as a symbol of identity and pride for future generations. DUCCF urged the government to act decisively with a clear roadmap, resource allocation and a time-bound plan to ensure the vision becomes reality. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has propelled India's space sector to unprecedented heights.
Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's tryst with the cosmos has blossomed into a story of groundbreaking achievements where imagination meets reality and dreams lead to extraordinary discoveries. As Prime Minister Modi said on this year's National Space Day, achieving one milestone after another in the space sector has now become second nature for us.
Space sector mein ek ke baad ek naye milestone gandna, ye Bharat aur Bharat ke vaigyanikon ka swabhav ban gaya. 2 saal pehle hi Bharat pehla aisa देश बना था जिसने चंद्रमा के साउथ पोल पर पहुंचने का इतिहास रचा.
There have been rapid advances in essential space technologies like semi-cryogenic engine and electric propulsion. In January, India became only the fourth country with the capability of docking and undocking in space. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's successful journey to the space is a first step in the success of Gaganyaan, India's first human space flight. An Indian space station is also planned by the year 2035.
Under the new GST reforms, the government has announced significant tax cuts aimed at making tourism and public transport more affordable, while also driving investment and job creation across key sectors. The GST on hotel rooms priced below 7,500 per night has been reduced from 12% to 5%. It is a move set to benefit middle class and budget travelers, boost domestic tourism and enhance India's appeal to international visitors. The reduction is also expected to support growth in heritage tourism, homestays and eco-tourism circuits. Along with this, the simplified GST structure maintains a 5% rate on economy class air travel, offering continued tax reliefs for budget-conscious tourists. And as part of the ongoing GST Bachat Utsav campaign, Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton visited Wokha Town yesterday, interacting with local traders and shopkeepers to discuss the impact of GST reforms on businesses and households. During the visit, Mr. Patton distributed informative materials aimed at simplifying GST provisions for small businesses. He highlighted that the GST system has streamlined tax procedures, reduced operational costs, and created a more favorable environment for both traders and consumers. Mr. Patton also said the reform has especially benefited small and medium enterprises, allowing them to operate with greater confidence, while households are seeing increased savings in daily expenses. Shopkeepers shared positive feedback, praising the Prime Minister's leadership, and noted how GST has brought predictability and simplicity to business operations. They also conveyed their good wishes for the health and long life of PM Modi. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.